So let's review. Our shiur begins with several halachas relating to the ability of sackcloth, made from goat's hair to become tamei. Tana Rabban. The Braisa teaches as follows. Sackcloth is generally made with threads that are first spun from goat's hair and then woven into cloth. Therefore, masak tavi va'arig, avkol tavi va'arig. Anything similarly made from goat's hair must be spun and then woven. Now, as Rashi explains, sackcloth was sometimes worn by royim, shepherds. Therefore, we need an additional word, oisak, to include harness straps and saddle straps, which are made for animals that they too are mekabel tuma. However, ropes are not mekabel tuma because they're not made from spun threads. Rather, the goat's hair is just twisted into rope. Regarding the requirement of arig being woven, the Braisa at the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis said, Moisiv sak ala beged shetami mishum arig, which the Gemara here interprets as, Moisiv sak ala beged afa pisha in arig is tami. That sackcloth can become tummy from his sherets even if it's not woven in the same manner as other cloths are woven, because ani kerleya sholish nimin v'toyle b'tzavar bitay, a poor person would braid three threads into a necklace for his daughter. Rashi explains that the braiding is considered its weaving. The above-mentioned pasuk oisak is in the parasha of tumah sherets. The Gemara uses egzer shava, beged va'ar, to teach that the same halacha applies to tumas mes, that it can only become tummy from a dead body if it is made from spun threads and woven. From the phrase oisak, we also derive that even items made from horse tails and cow tails can become tummy from a sherets and from a mess similar to goat's hair. The Gemara points out that this gzeir shuva that connects tumas sherets and tumas mess must be a gzeir shuva mufna, which means that the words are superfluous and available for the gzeir shuva and cannot be challenged. For if it were open to questioning, one could ask that tumas sherets is stricter than tumas mes, since tumas sherets can convey tumah even with the size of a lentil, and does not require the size of an olive as a tumas mes. The reason that the phrase beged va'ar is open in both the parasha of tumas sherets and the parasha of tumas mes is that we already know that beged va'ar can become tummy by deriving this halacha from the parasha of shechvah zerah. Since one of the phrases of beged va'ar mentioned above is written in the parasha of Mechemes Midyan, the Gemara goes on to derive several lessons from the Psukim that describe the aftermath of the war with Midian. From the description of the ornaments that Jewish soldiers brought back, we can see that the Midiani women wore ornaments on their private parts in an attempt to seduce the Jewish soldiers. Moshe initially got angry with the soldiers because he assumed that their desire for atonement by offering those ornaments as a kapara shows that they sinned with the Midiani women. They assured him, however, that imidea veri yitzanu, midehira lo yitzanu. We did not commit any act of sin, but did have improper thoughts. Rav Sheshes notes, Mana hakos of tachshitin shebechutz im tachshitin shebifnim. Loi malacha, kol amestakel be'etzba ketan shal isha, ki ilo mestakel b'mokim hatorfa. The outer and inner ornaments are both listed to teach us that one who gazes at the small finger of a woman is considered the same as having gazed at her most private areas. The next mission at the top of Amud Beis gives a long list of items that a woman is permitted to walk outside with on Shabbos, since there is no concern that she will remove them in the Rishus Rabbim and carry it. Zok the Mishnah. Yoytze isha b'chutei sa. A woman may go out with loose strands of hair braided into her own hair. Bein mishala, bein mishal chaverta, bein mishal behema. Whether it's her own hair, her friend's hair, or animal's hair. The Gemara explains that one might have thought that her friend's hair, and certainly animal hair, would subject her to ridicule, and she would remove it in the Rishus Rabbim. Therefore, the Mishnah tells us that we are not concerned of that happening. However, the Gemara cites a brisa which states, a young woman may not go out with an old woman's hair, or vice versa, since the difference in colors may be embarrassing enough for her to remove it. The Mishnah continues, the Gemara above on Daf Nun Zayin Mabez describes toitefes as a decorative piece that is worn on the forehead, wrapping around from ear to ear. Sarvitin is worn around the head with ornaments hanging down on the temples. Both can be made either from colorful fabric or gold and silver, depending on the affluence of the woman. She may wear these tachshitin if they are sewn to her hat, because she will not remove her hat and expose her hair. The next halacha in the Mishnah, b'chavul u'bepeya nachris b'chatzer. A woman may go out in the courtyard with her woolen cap or wig. The Gemara records a machlokes about walking out in the chatzer with all the other items listed in the Mishnah. Amar Rav, kol sha'asra chacham latzis b'lishus harabim, asa latzis b'lachatzer, chutz mikavul u'pe'ya nachris. Rav holds that all the items listed in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, which a woman may not wear in the public place, may not be worn in the courtyard either, except for a woolen cap and wig, which she may wear in the courtyard. The Gemara explains that the Chacham allowed these items to be worn in the Chatzar because of the concern Shaloitis Ganal Baila. She should not become unattractive to her husband. Rabbi Neina bar Sosin mishmei de Rabbi Yishmol bar Rabbi Yosi amar hakol kekovel. All items are similar to kovel, forbidden in Rishas Rabbim and permitted in Lechatze. Our Mishnah is clearly in accordance with the opinion of Rav, for the first Mishnah clearly states v'loy v'chovel b'shus Rabbim, and our Mishnah here clearly states b'chovel peyad nachris b'chatzer. However, Rabbi Yishmol bar Rabbi Yosi is a Tana and a title to disagree with the Mishnah. The daf concludes with another well-known teaching of Rav. Anything prohibited on the account of Maras Ayin may not be done even privately where nobody can see. The Gemara points out, though, that this is actually a machlokes tanoim, whether the Isra of Maras Ayin is extended to when done privately as well.